I think we left off last time at the bottom of Beis Amibes, the top of Gimel and Aleph, so I'm just going to, if I overlap, I'm just going to resume there. The Gemara had presented Rabba Shita that the reason why you have to say B'fanai Nichtav B'fanai Nechtam is because they're not B'kiyim L'shma, the Dinam of L'shma B'dinas Hayam, and therefore when the guy comes and says B'fanai Nechtam, somehow he is testifying to the fact that it's L'shma. There's not focus that we've shown him on this. I don't think I mentioned this last week. Rashi says that we asked him, after he says B'fanai Nechtam, he says L'shma. See, the Gemara later on in the moment off is going to ask the question, well, if that's the purpose according to Rabbah, why doesn't he have to say B'fanai Nechtam L'shma, B'fanai Nechtam L'shma? And the Gemara says, we're afraid he's not going to say things properly, he's going to mess things up. Therefore, we just have him say B'fanai Nechtam, B'fanai Nechtam. So the way Rashi understands, at least in one, Rashi has two L'shemos in Gimel Amud Aleph, but initially Rashi says, we asked him, okay, and tell me, you saw it written, did they write it L'shma? Did they sign it L'shma? And Rashi quotes a second Lashon, and most of the Rishonim assume that that's the case, that no, they don't have to ask him, it's Mistama. And when the person says B'fanai Nechtam, B'fanai Nechtam, it means it was written and signed Kihochasa. He doesn't have to say L'shma. So the Gemara, after explaining that really Me'ikar Hadin, you shouldn't need anything, because it's not a Shaila of Eidach and Amadisur, and it's not a Shaila of Davar Sheba Erva, because most Sofer Hadayanim are Bekiyim L'shma. So the Gemara says that they required it as a Chumrah. So the Gemara on the bottom of Beis says, for Rabbanon hu da'atzrach v'chacham yishum iguna akila barabbanon. They were Meiko because of Igun. They were Meiko to allow one aid. They made a Chumrah. The Chumrah is you have to ascertain that the get was written L'shma, even though it probably was. And then they were Meiko to say it's sufficient for an aid echad to testify to that fact. So the Gemara says, Haikula Hachumrahu. You think you're doing her a favor, but you're not. The imats rechas leitrei no asi baal uma'arer upasalei. Chad asi baal uma'arer upasalei. So this issue already here and the maskana of the Gemara evokes a lot of discussion in the Rishonim. Tosfos here has two days. It's very difficult to follow, but it's not clear for some Rishonim whether they're talking about Nahavamina or the maskana of the Gemara. The Gemara's question, Nahavamina, is that if you only require one Edom, you open up the get to being possible. If you require two, then the get there would be no possibility of the get being possible, because of course the husband is an Eman in whatever he says, because there are two Edom. Then the Gemara answers and says that no, Keva da amamar b'fnei kama nosnola, Rabbi Yochanan b'chanina, charam b'fnei shnayim, charam b'fnei shlosh. How many, when you say b'fanai nechtav and b'fanai nechtav, and you hand the get over to the woman, in front of how many edim do you have to do this, in front of how many people? So Rabbi Yochanan b'chanina have a machlokas, whether it's two people or three people. So, since you have to do that, meikara meida dayak v'lo asi la'arui nafshe. So there's a machlokas that we show them how to read these words. The words made a diet means he's very careful. He is not going to allow himself to be compromised. He's not going to be Oruy Nafshe means to literally weaken himself or to put himself in a bad light. It's a lashon of ra'ua in Hebrew. He's not going to sort of undermine who he is, his case, whatever it is. So you could read that last line. One way to be shown and read it is to say that the aid is so careful. When he knows, it's one thing for me to look at a signature and say, oh yeah, that's so-and-so's signature. That's regular Kiyum Shtaros. But for me to come and say, oh, I witnessed the signing of the get, and it's the writing of the signing of the get. So you've got to pay careful attention then. Because you know you're coming to testify. You're not just testifying about a signature in front of us that looks like a signature you recognize. You're coming to make a very clear statement about the get. And therefore, the aide is going to be very careful. He's not going to do anything that he would possibly miss what's going on. Now, if that's the case, though, the doesn't really answer the Gemara's question, right? The question was that when there's an Eid Echad, the Baal is going to come and be Ma'ara, potentially. When there is a two Eidim, the Baal is not going to help. So the Gemara's answer is, but since the Eid Echad gives it to her in front of two or three people, he's made of dying for the Asa the Renashi. He knows he might have to answer questions in front of this tribunal. He's going to say B'fanech Renechtam. So how does that change whether the husband is going to come to be Ma'ar? So one answer to the question is that the husband, it's not that the husband can't be Ma'ar, is that the husband won't be ma'arer, because he says, look, we had this whole tribunal, the aid had to get, they're not going to listen to me anyway. That is one way of reading it. But that opens up the possibility, if the Baal were ma'arer, then maybe his error would in fact work. However, the other way of reading, Rashi has two lashonos. Rashi says he's not going to come to be ma'arer, and then he says, on top of that, the inami ora inu neman, the vade bakhtu nasa shatir. So Rashi, I think, is very clearly understanding that the shaliach, he says explicitly, the shaliach is very, very careful when he sees what happens, because he knows he has to testify in front of the tribunal two or three, and therefore, A, the husband is not likely to come and have a complaint, and B, we're not going to believe him anyway, because A, knows what he's talking about, we don't believe the husband. And most Rishonim, I think all Rishonim I've seen, ultimately accepted as a maskana. The Rashba pushes back a little bit. There's a discussion of later Gemaras and whether they prove anything. But the Rashba ultimately comes back to a point that actually emerges out of our Mishnah. And Tosos, in his two Lashonos, and that not so long Tosos, Dibur Maskal Chad, Asi Baal Ma'ar Pasale, and Tosos is not as clear as one would like. You have to read Tosos very carefully. You always have to read Tosos carefully. But here, particularly, you've got to figure out where he's, the commas are. The last line in the Mishnah, "Hamedi Geper Tzisrael in Yisrael Shem Lefan Lefan Nechtam," it says, "V'im Yeshalav Orim Yiskayim B'chosama." So Tosfos says, "Well, if you're going to say that the husband has the capacity to passel it when only one aid said Lefan Nechtam Lefan Nechtam, because he's only one aid, and it's just that it's not likely he's going to come, that's why the Chachamim accepted it," then you have to say, "Im Yeshalav Orim Yiskayim B'chosama," goes on the entire Mishnah, not just on a maybe get Beretz Yisrael, but even a maybe get Mechutz Laretz, and the Eid Echad said, the Shaliach said, the Fanei Nechtam, we also, in Yisrael, our means Kayim Bechosamav, that the husband's error demands that you now have to actually prove that the get was written or signed properly, you have to keem on the Eidim. It's for that reason, though, it doesn't really sound like it. In Yisrael, our means Kayim Bechosamav really sounds like it's going on there. Last part of the Mishnah, the last line. In other words, everywhere else the aid says, "Fan the shliach said, fan necha, fan necha." In Eretz Yisrael, "Ainot tzarich shiyomer, but fan necha, fan necha." But in Yeshua of Aden, "Orim yiskay b'chosama." The people, the husband challenges the veracity that the get was actually written and the signatures are proper. So then you'll be mekayim it. It's for that reason the Rashba at the end of the day agrees with the other Rishonim, with Rashi, with Tosfos, the Ri and Tosfos, the Ritva, even though Ritva is after the Rashba. He agrees ultimately that that the error of the Baal does not work. Once the Eid Echad says the Fanei Nechtam, the Fanei Nechtam, the Takanas Chachamim is the Baal can no longer be Me'arer. Okay. So anyway, so that's where the Gemara leaves Rabba Shita, that they decided that since Medina, you don't need to say the Fanei Nechtam, the Fanei Nechtam for the Shema purposes because of Rav Safrei the Dayane or Bikim, so the Chachamim required it, but they said it suffices with an Eid Echad. That's Rabba. Now the Gemara says, "Well, the Rabba Damar Lefi Shein Inim Mitzrayim the Kaimo Liboy Trei Midi Dehave Akim Shkaris Talma." So they asked the very same, similar kind of question. It's a little bit of a different question, but just as for Rabba, we said if you're testifying about a matter of Isur Veheter, about the kashrus of the get, you need two Edim because it's a davar shiva erva. You don't say Eidachanem and Isur and Heichad Ischazik Isura. Right, the woman has a cheskas eishes ish. So overturn that would not be acceptable. So for Rabba, they ask a different question. The halacha is that kiyum shtaros, when I want to be mekayim shtar, I pull out a shtar against Joni and Jake and Sammy are signed on it. So if Yoni says that you forged their signatures, so now we have to bring them to testify about their signatures, or other people who recognize their signatures. So Rava said you acquire kiyum shtaros on the get. In which case the Gemara says, why don't you require two like all kiyum shtaros? Daniel,
can you just go back for 1 second?
Sure.
So of course. Rashi says end up agreeing that the Baal actually
can't be Ma'ar. Well, Rashba does. Rashi, it's not clear. Rashi even goes through two stages. So I'm not sure. This is interesting. In Rashi, the lo yavo v'yar od, if he had said inami, then I think it would be two perushim. I'm not sure when he says v'inami orer eino neman. I don't know that it's two commentaries. It's not going to happen. It doesn't matter if it happens.
So either way, can you just spend more time what the relevance of the fact you're going to have to do it before Shai and Shosha is?
So for Rashi, at least we understand. If you understand the line of me, Karmi Vekdaik, for the Asir Leroy Nafshe, is talking about the aid, the Shaliah. So when he comes and says, we say that he paid attention whether it was going to be the Shemana. He has a kind of Nemanus because he knows He's not just coming and handing a piece of paper to a woman and say, lady, here's your get, you know, when I saw it written. He's going in front of a tribunal, so he pays careful attention. He knows at the outset, when he's witnessing it, that he's going to have to step in front of this tribunal, and therefore he's very careful about what he sees, and therefore he has a chazak, and his nemonis is going to override the challenge of the Baal.
Right, so it's because of the fact that he is so treating it so seriously because it's a tribunal that we don't believe the husband.
Correct. It's a similar, it's not at all parallel in terms of its contents, but the same idea that a milsa davida l'gli and a mashakra inshi, right? People don't, in other words, people don't lie. In this case, there's a mistake. People don't lie under certain circumstances because the circumstances dictate that they're careful. So here, if you read it as on the shaleach, if you read it on the baal, then what you really have to say is then it's a little more tricky. Then it sounds like the baal, there's an umd in the buch, and the baal is never going to come and show up and challenge it because he understood the consequences of when he sent this. But that interpretation opens the door to the possibility that what if the Baal did challenge it, maybe his challenge would be valid. But ultimately, the Rashba, who read the Gemara that way, he did read Meir Dai Chalasa Nafshe, means that I think he understands that the husband is going to make sure he has proper edim and make sure things are done correctly because he realizes he's not going to be able to challenge it later. And he's not, as they point out based upon Yerushalmi, he's not interested in being machshel habidei shamayim. I mentioned this last week. Nobody tries to trip somebody else up when the only one who's going to know is God. That's not the way people work. So Rashba ultimately concedes, though, that even if the Baal did come for whatever reason, based upon the Mishnah, that in Yeshalav Orun, Yiskayim B'chosamav, it's only on the last part, not on the first part, where he did the last part where there was no B'fanayim because it was in Eretz Yisrael. So the Rashba himself ultimately concedes that even if you want to read Meikar Meidah Dayek, Allah Se'el Aro Nefshe is talking about the husband, nonetheless, his error doesn't count. That's right?
That sort of second
Lashon
Rashi, meaning Rashi, is
Orer
a noun then?
Is what?
Is
Orer
a noun?
Meaning
Inami Orer, meaning
Inami
the Orer is
going to
say?
Or I don't know. Are you asking a grammatical question? Orer is a verb.
Okay, so then how can it be that?
How can
it be Inami? Inami Orer
means. Even if the husband is Ma'arer.
That's within the Inish Lashon, not within the Ma'arer Lashon, no?
That's within the what?
That's within the both. Lines are not sure being read together.
Correct. Well, I mean, either way, it doesn't matter. If you want to read Inami, one interpretation is below Yovar. If you want to read these two separate answers, and the first one is saying he's not likely to Ma'ar. In theory, if you Ma'ar, and the second would still be Inami, you're right, it doesn't work so well with it. Don't, no,
isn't the conjugation or error for a verb here kind of weird?
No. No. It's a polo. Or you can read it as a present tense. Even if he was not, you can read it as a present tense. Orin, Inami Orin, that makes sense. What's odd is that you have two different binyana mixed together here. You have Ma'ar Er, you know, which is this, I forget what there's a term for that, you know, Megalgel, which is Megalgel is really Gimel Lamed Lamed. But you get the doubling of one of the letters. There's a term, Gemara has a term for this. So the Mishnah's term is Orin, Yeshalat Orin.
As a person. Right.
So, well, it's because it's a participle, a hoveh, it becomes like shomer, can be a person, but it starts out.
I'm really glad it can, just the way it's
being used. Here, vinami, or it's being used as a verb. Right. It has to be.
It just seems clunky. Vinami orer, in or nema. Like, you would read.
And if he complains. If he. What's that?
If you imagine for a second that the orer is a person here.
Then you're missing the verb. There's no verb here. Inami Orer.
Inami Orer Inanama.
Oh. Interesting. It's a very impersonal way of describing this. In the previous line, the lo yavo viara, he's the subject. The inami orer inonama. I don't think so.
Well, it's inami orer meaning that it's paralleling the shliach, the first word of Rashi. Inami orer.
Interesting.
What? Hold on. The shliach. Now, that's explaining Meidah Daya. Now, what's the consequence of that? V'lo yavo v'iro, that's the husband. V'i nami orer, if he does come, meaning if he is na'arer.
Just use the conjugation of v'iro.
Yeah, I know, that doesn't bother me. No, so that doesn't bother me. V'i nami orer, I think that's the... proper way to read it. Okay. So now the Gemara turns its attention. We're going to turn to Rava. The Gemara says to Rava, why don't you require two? So the Gemara answers, Eidecha Neman Bisur. Now, the truth is, this entire Shachla and Tarya in between doesn't really make a lot of sense. In other words, once you ask him the question of Kiyum Shtaros, what does Eidecha Neman Bisur have anything to do with it? How kind of an answer is that? Right, we've already laid out a claim. In Rabba's teretz, Rabba's making a claim about the kashrus of the get. That's Isser Beheter. So when you say Eidecha Neman Bisur, it's a logical response. Then the Gemara challenges that because Eidecha doesn't work in all cases. By this case, it's Chazak Isura, by Devar Shvereva, to which the Gemara says you really don't need anything for Isser Beheter because the stan of the get was written, because Rosh Safraidanim are Bekim. But here you just said that I have a requirement of Kiyum Shtaros is the Rabbanim. Kiyum Shtaros is not Isser Beheter. Kiyum Shtaros is, you call it Mamanos, by definition, requires two. What kind of a teretz is Eidecha Neman Bisur? It's like asking you, why do I need two witnesses to testify that Nisim owes Shimi $100? The answer is, we should say Eidecha Neman Bisur. It's not Isser. So, this case, the get, if you're saying it's Kiyum Shtaros is not in the province of Isser Beheter, it's in the province of the Mamanos. The Pshat answer to this is that really it shouldn't be here. It's just the Gemara Mishnah, the Gemara quotes it here. Yes.
Can we say that different kinds of shtaros, the key different kinds of shtaros are respective to their areas of what I'm talking about?
Yeah, the problem with that is that Rabbeinu Tam makes an observation earlier, which is, how could anybody think that Eidecha Neman Bisurin should work when Gittin and Kiddushin require, by definition, require Eidus? It's a machlokas Eidiksiva Eidimisira. So Rabbeinu Tam says that no, of course they require Eidim. It's once you have Eidim to the basic aspects of the get, now, if you have a little detail, can someone step in and Eidecha Bait Neman about that? Right? So if you're talking about Kiyum Shtaros of the get, a get, the Itzuma requires Eidus, whether it's Eidiksiva, whether it's Eidichasima, Eidimisira, whichever it is, it really requires Eidus. So it's very strange to respond to the question of, you need Eidus Lekim Hadavar, it's like Eidus Lekim Hadavar, and say, and the Gemara asks, but Eidus Kim that requires two, and we say, well, Eidecha Neman Bisur. It's not Isser. The get has ramifications for Isser, but it's something that the Itzumo is no less than Dinei Mamonos. Efrayim?
Is there any counter of jumping the Maskanam? And you ask, can I get to two? It's a very generic one. But then the Mahamiya is sort of still the enormous, isn't it?
Well, but again, in other words, the Gemara is going to destroy it anyway because it's the Darush of Erva. But at least the question made sense, or the teretz made sense in Rabba's approach. You were talking about the kashrus of the get, mitzad isur beheter, was the get written properly. When you're talking about chasimas haget, you're talking about was the get written, meaning was it actually authorized? That's not a detail anymore. So it's not responding to Eidecha Neman Bisur. It doesn't really. So the simple answer really is that this is not uncommon where the Gemara chooses to make it parallel, but really it's not a kasha this time around. It's really not a kasha. You call this Grora the Mishnah. So the Gemara goes through the same standard of dialogue. Ema damin Eidecha Neman Bisur, kil chatiha sabesh achesh al shuman, masat yitzur, halach stas yitzur, day shes ish, havadever shemin shabachas mishtarim. Again, it's nothing this chazak yitzur, day shes ish. Kiyum shtaros is required to verify anything. Not just Eishes Ish. All Mamanos, right now, as far as we know right now, I know the Gemara is going to say in a minute, Kiyum Shtaros isn't really needed. That's only Chomer Rabbanon. But right now, the Gemara thinks Kiyum Shtaros is really essential. So it's not because it's the Darush Verba, it's because Kiyum Shtaros. Right? Right now, we're thinking, if I pull out a loan document, it's Ephraim owes me $500,000, then we're thinking that if I'm not Makai in that Shtar, it's Mamish Puzzle, like never, Elohim Lenever. It's not true. It's a Chomer Rabbanon. Yes, I can collect with it without it. If Ephraim is telling Mizriyev. If he's not telling Mizriyev, I collect immediately. But we don't know that yet. We don't know that yet. So we take it seriously until the Gemara gives the final answer. The whole Shach of the Tari doesn't fit. Yeah?
It's tough to say that we're assuming that the requirements to accept the Shtar is parallel to the requirements to accept standard labels because it should be obvious that the Ikar get needs to eat many.
Yes. I'm willing to push back to say that, yes. That's Tosfos, by the way, on where is that Tosfos? On the fourth Tosfos from the bottom. Tosfos there writes, "Picture Rabbeinu Tam Matshuva Hizos Ikar Get Yochiyah Shetzerach Lachosim or Bishnayim." No Erechan and Bisurin. Either has to be Ksavi Yad Shalabal, which is like Me'ah Edim, or you need to aid them to sign on it. Says the Tivei Tzachi Kamar Erechan and Bisurin Mechia Gavna She Ikar Get Nasik Kvar Bishur Bein Tzerach Alagini Milsa Leidem Lishvan Yechtav. So, but didn't Bitzuma require Shnayim? So I would think right now that I take Kiyum Haget serious, Kiyum Shnor seriously. We don't in the end. So it's a very, I think it's much simpler to understand this would not be the only Gemara where you find such a thing, where the Shachar Tayyar is kind of, we would call it cut and pasted. That's the way we, in modern terms. Just to keep this parallel. But really, or I might jokingly say, because the Gemara wants you to do Chazara on the Sogya of Eidach and Abisur. So they repeat it for you, because they know you're not going to do Chazara. So, anyway, be that as it may, the Gemara says, Bidinhu, the Bikin Stars Nami Lodi Boy, the Meshlakish Tram, Meshlakish Edom Hasum and Alashtar Nasa, Kimishanech, where you do some of the pasting. So Meshlakish says that no, that Edom signed on the star, it's like they've been checked out and based him. It's not our Sugi, but this is obviously very complicated. What does that mean? In other words, if Edom, you know what Edom Hasum Ashtar Nechwe Sum Basin means? It means for the purposes of Hazama. The fact that they normally, you might say the following, normally when you can't write your Eidos the way most Rishonim hold, you can't write your Eidos on a piece of paper and hand it to the basement. You can't blow me tik sabam. Shtar, leaving aside the Rambam sheet, is an exception to the rule. Right? Shtar works midaraisa, because Eidim achasum ala shtar is not the kim yishbech by Eidos in the basement. Yeah. But that's provided that you know that these are valid signatures. Right? If you tell me, if everybody agrees that they signed the shtar, then their time, when they put it in there, that's like they gave Eidos in the basement. Right? They can be mis-sell as Edom. Like if I lie outside of Beis Din, I'm not possible to Edos. I mean, Beis Din may not trust me in some cases. If I just lie, Shemi says, what's it doing outside? Shemi, it's thundering lightning. And I do this regularly. Beis Din might not trust me, but the lying per se doesn't possibly, it doesn't lend me soul Edos. It means someone Beis Din might not regard as trustworthy. Right? You can have someone who there's no evidence they've done anything in particular that passes them. But if you sign falsely on a star, we establish that. So if I say something outside of Beis Din, the guys are talking what happened. I saw Reuven beat Shimon over the head with a stick. I come into Beis Din and I say, "Never lohi dvar me'olam." The fact that I may have lied outside doesn't possibly be related in Beis Din. If I sign on that shtar, so even though it wasn't the Beis Din, it's not the Mishnah Chorus in the Beis Din. But how do you know in the first place that the shtar is about? One of the Rishonim asked. I don't think it's Tosfos. Somebody has a comment about troubled by this particular issue. And let's say it differently. The real answer to the Gemara is Kiyum Shtaros is only Drabanan. We work with Chazaka when you see signatures on a document that they're not forged. We don't start with that as an assumption. So someone comes forward, and that's why even Kiyum Shtaros is only required when the other party challenges it. I pull out the Shtar, Nisim owes me $1,000, Nisim says, never borrowed the money, that Shtar is forged. Then I have to be Mekayim the Edom. If Nisim says, I've got to pay you back the debt, or Nisim says there were conditions attached to the debt, or anything else other than claiming that it's forged, I don't have to be Mekayim the Shtar. Don't have to be Mekayim the Shtar. I mean, maybe more complicated than that, but Pashto says I don't have to. There is maybe a Machlokas, Mo the Shtar Shiksavo, but you have a Taina that breaks the Shtar, whether it's Tzarech L'Kayim. Let's say Nisim says I paid it back to you, and I think that one normally wouldn't work, but let's say he says there was a Taina in the Shtar, there was something else attached to it, So it's machlokas atanaim, I think, whether mod the b'shtar shiksavo tzarech l'kayim or not. In other words, he's mod the b'shtar was written, but he has a but attached to it. So in that case, he's effectively maybe the b'shtar is good at this point. If I'm holding a shtar, Piron, for example, is not a taina, right? If you say, if I'm holding the shtar, and Nisim says I paid you back, why does Nisim lose? Shtar chabiyadi my bai. Why am I holding on to the shtar? If you pay me back, I'm going to give you back the shtar. So, but there are other cases. Mod the b'shtar shiksavo is machlok, whether it's tzarech l'kayim or not. But bottom line is that it would have been better if the Gemara said that kiyum shtaros itself is only the rabbanim, as we assume that when you see witnesses signed in the shtar that it was signed properly. And an outcome of that also is for those witnesses, it's not sakim yishnech reduced in the basement. This is kind of still jumping over a missing piece of it. Okay. So now the Gemara says, Rabbanan hu da'atzurach. They were the ones who required kiyum sharos, required to lahacham ishumiguna akila barabbanan. The Gemara says, the same shakta tire, haikula hu chumrahu, the matzrich le tre lo asi bal ma'ar, upasale, chad asi bal ma'ar pasale, and the Gemara gives the same answer, came in the Amar Marbuch and Ekam and Osnola, Rabbi Yochanan, Rechni, the Chad Amar Mishnaim. Okay, good. Now the Gemara is going to go through a few stages. I would identify the stages in really three stages. I'm not going to finish it all today. The first stage is just analyzing Rava and Rava's positions within the language of the Mishnah and the requirements of the Fanei and the Fanei Necha. The second stage is specifically within Rava to understand that if the issue is the Shema and you have to say the Fanei Nichtav over Fanei Nechtam, so, as you may know already, if you got the most you got the Gemara Beis, that it's machlokas, which one is what the chasav means? Does it refer to the writing of the text of the get, Shema Ish, Shema Isha, and Harayat Muteres, or does it refer to the signatures? Because it's the chasav law that requires the Shema. And no, neither Rabbi Meir nor Rabbi Elazar, certainly Midaraisa, and maybe Midrabanan, require ksiva vachasim alishma. Neither requires both. Each requires just one. But the Mishnah says the Fanei Fanei Necha. So the Gemara is going to explore that topic. And then the next, the final stage, which is very long in the Gemara, it starts in Dal Dal, is the Gemara is going to start to try to bring Raya's to see if you can attach the Machlokas to the Machlokas Tanayim, you know, the Tanai, to see whether or not you can prove Rabba is wrong. Most of the time, if they try to prove Rabba is wrong, until you finally get to the end of the Sugya, where the Gemara backtracks and says that, oh, even Rabba requires. It requires because of Ein Eda Mitzvah Mekayma. He just does another consideration of Lishma, and even though eventually everybody came around to learn Lishma, or the Rabbeinu Tam said everybody came around to accept that Lishma was required, that was the Tosafot some days of the days, so then the question remains whether or not they were still Hoshesh that Shema Yasa Adava L'Kukulo, the people will forget or something like that. But those are really the three stages. There's the exploration of the language of the Mishnah, there's the Lishma issue for Rabbah, and then the Raya is back and forth. So the Gemara begins as follows. The Rabbah my time lo amar karabbah. Why did Rabbah not say like Rabbah? Why did Rabbah assume that the Mishnah wasn't concerned with Lishma? Amar lecha mi katani b'fanai nichtav Lishma b'fanai nichtam Lishma. The formulation that the Mishnah requires throughout is b'fanai nichtav b'fanai nichtam. Nothing about Lishma. So Rabbah, what would Rabbah say? B'din hu l'les dehachi, ela de'im mafshis le'dibure, asinamigaze. Just a side note here. Who is talking here in the Gemara? When we present the opinions of Rav and Rabbah, who is speaking here? I'm not going to say any lumbus on this, or a mechan, this is who's speaking, Jay? The son of the Gemara. It's the anonymous layer, it's not Rav and Rabbah speaking. And what is the automatic, aside from the structure of the Gemara, it always works that way. It's typical where you get the Amorim state their position, but very, especially the earlier Amorim. Rav is already in the borderline late, but Rav is a bit earlier. But what is the tip-off? One word, it's really two words, but it's one word in a phrase that tells you that they're not talking, but it's the Gemara talking for them? Excellent. Amar Lecha, as opposed to Amar. Amar Lecha means he would say to you. So it's not Rav and Rav speaking, it's the Gemara sketching their positions. So, the Rabbah, what would Rabbah say in response to what Rabbah would challenge him with? So, we might call the stomach had a very active imagination. I don't mean that in a negative sense, but it has to imagine the dialogue back and forth. So, the Rabbah, b'din hu d'les nehachi, elat imashis le'dibur asin le'megazie. Now, this is not a precise formulation. There's a word here that's really not what you would have expected. Rabbah, b'din hu d'les nehachi. Lisne is not the word I would have used. I don't know if the kiseyat or something else. It would have been latsrich hachi. In other words, what does lisne hachi mean? What is it would teach? Fine. Ooh, you're evil. That's not what I would read. It is lisne. That would be you just gave me the answer. Lisne should mean the Mishnah should have mentioned it. In other words, it's almost as if I think you just gave me the answer, Ephraim, even though it was in front of my nose. The word listening I'm reading initially is the Mishnah should have taught it. What do you mean? The Mishnah shouldn't have taught it. The whole point is we're afraid Asi Lemegazie. he's going to not say, and Rashi explains that if the takanas chachamim you're required to say b'fanai nichtav l'shma and you fail to say it, then the get is pasul, right? Because kol mishanami mapei shetavu bo chachamim begitin avad ma'amzer. So when Rabba said, Rabba b'dinhu the lisnei hachiel b'mashis the dibur asam megaze, it should have been that he has to say it, not that the Mishnah should teach it. But I think the answer might be, Lisanya doesn't mean the Mishnah. What is the word the word has two meanings in Aramaic. They're the same thing, except for sometimes Tanya means Shaninu. But there is actually another meaning of the root Tafnun Yud. And I don't know if they're the same root. A little linguistics in a second. Sham Yisanu, this is maybe the only place in biblical Hebrew. Sham Yisanu, no, there are probably a couple of those. Sham Yisanu Tzidkos Hashem Tzidkos Pizim. I said, what does Sham Yisanu mean? If you know Aramaic, you'll know what that word means because it appears in the Targumim. I'm pretty sure. It means to tell. I don't know if these are two of the same roots. One of the very annoying things about Hebrew. Annoying is that you have letters in Hebrew that reflect the collapsing of multiple phonemes. So, for example, when you see a taf in Hebrew, a taf in Aramaic can be three different letters in roots. It can be a Proto-Semitic taf, which will look like a taf in Hebrew. It can only be two letters, I'm sorry. It can be Proto-Semitic taf, or it can be a thaf in Proto-Semitic, which in Aramaic comes in as a taf, and in Hebrew comes in as a shin. That's why you have a root like tevar, shavar, or tlas versus shalosh, or tinyana versus sheni. On the other hand, you have plenty of tafs in Aramaic that appear in Hebrew as well as tafs. Why? What's going on? The answer is that shin, real shin, comes in as shin to Aramaic and in Hebrew. Real taf comes into taf in Aramaic and Hebrew. But this taf, this in-between sound, comes into Hebrew as a shin, into Aramaic as a taf. The same thing is true with the dalet zayin, which there are three letters in Proto-Semitic, zayin, dalet, and dal. And dal is the one that comes into Hebrew as a zayin, like zahav, and comes into Aramaic as a dalet, as dahava. Sometimes, however, in biblical Hebrew, you do find it shows up as the other phoneme. Like case is zahav. Does anyone know where that one is? It's not fair. It's in Yeshaya, but we don't read it as a haftara. Ich shavas nogeith shavasa mad heva. I think Yeshaya Yudalit. Mad heva, I think, is understood as the extractor of gold, as in cats. So that's a dalit. And sham yisanu, which is not surprising because it's shiras dvar, it's poetry, and poetry has all the archaic forms. So that probably is the same thing as shin, might be shinun yud. But there is an Aramaic, but that's the Aramaic form, which is the tough, what you expect to see in Aramaic is tough nun yud. And sometimes that root, I don't know if it's a different root, it means to repeat like the Mishnah, or it just means to tell. Yisane is an Aramaic targum word for to tell. So it might be that lisne here is like lisane, not lishno's teacher to the Mishnah, put in the word lishma, because the whole point is the shaliach not supposed to say lishma, dilmas and magazi, but rather, why don't you have the shaliach tell Lishma? In other words, I know the din is he only says the Fanei Nech that he doesn't say Lishma, but why not have him tell and say Lishma? And the answer is Dilma Asa Magazi, because otherwise listening to teach it in the Mishnah is what the word normally means. It doesn't make any sense, right? Hold on, what are you looking at? Mikatani. Where are you looking? I don't understand.
That's
first person
plural.
Which is first person plural?
The non-prefix nisne, no?
Lisne?
No, nisne.
Where is nisne?
Words.
First thing, it's going to be the same thing anyway. Nisne, it doesn't have to be plural. The lam and the nobody. I only see the word nisne here. I don't have any. Rabba, my time.
We have different words.
That's funny.
Okay.
Okay, we have different words. Wait, how does it? You have lamed.
Yeah.
Yeah. What did that? That was vahadona.
Yeah, because it's an older one.
Oh, that's why. And it's not. Where on the lines? Is that the first word on the line?
Yeah.
That's an outrage. Awesome. It should be the last word on the line.
I'll have to do some research.
Okay. There we go. Right, so I think it will work better with the Lamed. Now, Lamed itself doesn't have to be in effect. It could be listening. It still could be the time of the Mishnah should teach it that way. Yeah, but this day would be right. Would be more likely a plural in this context. Okay. Where's our critical edition? Fine. So Rabbah says, the Gemara now asks, Hashtanami Asin the Megazia. We're requiring him to say the Fanai Niftav. So maybe he'll cut off a word too. The Gemara says, Chadami plus Goy is Chadami Tazila Goy. Which is really, that's not really the answer. The answer is that nobody gets up and says the Fanai. Right? You have to utter a complete thought. It's one thing to say this get was written in front of me, and then they forget to add things. But to say the Fanai is. Everybody's going to look at him like, you spit it out. So Rab is saying that nobody's going to cut off the Fanai and only say the Fanai, not say Nechtav, whereas you could say the Fanai Nechtav and not the Shema, and then you're Mimishana Mimatea Shetavu Bo Chachamim, and therefore the get is possible. Now the Gemara says, Rabba my time, Lama Karabba, so Amar Locha Imke Nisvein the Fanai Nechtav, the two low, the Fanai Nechtav Lamali. So Rab says, Kiyam Shkaris is only on the signature. When Edom come and verify signatures in the Shtar, it doesn't have to be the original Edom. Even when those Edom do come, if those Edom come and say, you know, we just don't remember anything about the Shtar. We sign lots of Shtars. But that is our signature. That's Kiyum Shtaris. So Kiyum Shtaris is only on the Hasima. There is a discussion. There's a Machlokas Rebbe in the Chachamim in the second parak in Ksubas. Whether when the Edom come, can each aid identify his own signature or not? And that's it, and no other signatures. And the Gemara suggests that the Machlokas is when the Edom come and verify their signatures, are they testifying about their signatures or are they testifying Amana Shebishtar? In other words, if they're testifying Amana Shebishtar, then their signatures don't really matter. They're saying, yes, I remember the events that took place in the Shtar. But once the Edom don't remember the events that took place in the Shtar, everybody would agree they can't testify. You can't have each aid testify only about their signature. They have to have two Edom on each signature. They could each testify about both signatures. I could say, oh, I know my signature, and I recognize Shimi's signature too, and that's it. And he would have to say the same thing, and you have to get somebody else. But fundamentally speaking, when Edom when we do Kiyum Shtaris, you're being kaim the signatures, not being kaim the contents of the Shtar. So if that's the case, why do you have to say B'fanai Nechtav? Just say B'fanai Nechtav. To which Rabbah says the following. The Rabbah B'dinhu, the Lisnei Hachi. Again, it's the same language. It means that he should have to say that. We're afraid that if you have a Gashalech just comes and says B'fanai Nechtav, I saw this signed. So people are going to say, oh, Kiyum Shtaris only requires an Eirechad. Therefore, they required you to say B'fanai Nechtav as well, even though it's not necessary for Kiyum Shtaris. Now, one could have asked, and that's just a question I don't think any Rishonim do, is that, okay, and the tragedy would be if some people made a mistake and thought that Kiyum Shtaris B'Alma was sufficient B'Eid Echad, the great tragedy would be Kiyum Shtaris is only the Rabbanim. If one Eid already says it's not Mezuyah, what are the odds that it's Mezuyah, right? The whole reason we don't require Kiyum Shtaris in the first place is because it's probably not Mezuyah. Now one Eid says it's not Mezuyah, and it probably wasn't Mezuyah to start with. Okay, but the Gemara felt that was sufficient concern. It's kind of odd. They're so worried about Chiluf and Kiyum Shtaris, which itself is only the Rabbanim. But that's what the Gemara says. So the Rabbah says, what's that? Yeah, and if you think about it, what's the concern? The concern is that we'll override Mezuyah of Tainus of the Nitzvah with an Eid Echad. Okay. Make or then you don't even need it. Friend? I don't know. I do not know. We can fill it. Listen, we can all say drushes as to why. Just on the surface, it seems to be a little bit extreme, the concern. So then the Gemara says, Rabbah says to Rabbah, what do you mean? Mi dami, hasam yadinan, hacha b'fanai. Hasam isham abhimana, hacha isham imana. Hasam bal davar lamahiman, hacha bal davar lamahiman. What Rabbah is saying in all three of these things is that this is not at all like Kiyum Shtaris. You're concerned that if I allow one person to say B'fanai Nechtam, people say, oh, Kiyum Shtaris is only B'Eid Echad. No. B'fanai Nechtam is not what Kiyum Shtaris is. B'fanai Nechtam doesn't even have to be Kiyum Shtaris. So, I saw people sign. this document in front of me. I had no idea who the Edom were. I have no idea whether they were just signing somebody else's name, but I saw the document signed. Kiyam Shkaras has to be I Yadina. I know that signature. And Rabba assumes that when you say B'fanai Nechtam, B'fanai Nechtam, you cannot say Yadina. I know that that's the signature. You have to say B'fanai Nechtam, which makes sense, by the way, L'shitasa. This is a discussion about this, but L'shitasa will make sense, because if the concern is the Shema, it's not enough that I know that you signed your name. I have to know that you know that when the Edom was signing the names, I heard them saying L'shem Mitzvah Skitin, L'shem Mitzvah Skitin, and so on. So, of course, according to Rabba, it has to be B'fanai Nechtam. But according to Rabba, they're not concerned about L'shema, so B'fanai Nechtam is not something that works for Kiyam Shkaras, generally speaking. So the Gemara says something interesting here. The Gemara says for Rabba, the other two differences that the Gemara doesn't focus on them, is that by Kiyam Shkaros, an Isha is not Nemenis, you need to aid him share. And finally, by Kiyam Shkaros, the Baldavar, let's say Nisim owes me $100, the Shkar says. Does anybody know these signatures? Well, Daniel does. Me too. I recognize these signatures. That doesn't work. I'm a Baldavar. I'm an Ogevedavar. But in a very weird case in the Mishnah, the Gemara thinks is very weird, it scratches his head to figure it out. If a man gives his wife a get, as a shaliach, and she arrives in Dira Santar Israel, she has to say B'fanai Nechtam. And Jake is scratching his head and saying, what? If a husband gives his wife a get, that should be the end of the matter. So the Gemara says, it's a case where he gives her the get, he says, I don't want you to be divorced, I want you to be a shaliach to take the get to a certain place, and then she has to give it to a beis din there, or someone else, to then give it to her. You're a shaliach l'holacha now, you'll be mekabel the get there, and in such a case, before the woman hands it over to the shaliach, who's going to hand it back to the woman, she has to say B'fanai Nechtam B'fanai Nechtam to the shaliach. So the Baal Dover can say that. Now, I know Jake, you're looking at me like, really? That's one of those cases. The problem is the Mishnah says V'chein Aisha maybe Eskita. The Mishnah sets up the problem. The Gemara is forced to give that teretz. I didn't look, but if you want to know what the pshat answer, a different pshat might be, a place to look is in the Yerushalmi. I have no idea. I didn't look there, but I'm betting if you look in the Yerushalmi, maybe they have a different pshat. Maybe not. Maybe that's the force to do it, because the Mishnah does seem a little odd. You know, but, you know, when a husband gives his wife a get, some husbands are sadists or whatever else, and they have whatever the reasons. Maybe, it could be he didn't want to give the get bichal here because his reputation, he didn't want to be that kind of guy people in town are talking about his get. He says, go somewhere else. He'll take the get. You'll do the thing there. I don't know. Strange. It seems very strange to us as it does to the Gemara, but... Efrain?
This is the equivalent of, preventing potential error in the future.
Preventing...
potential error in the future.
She wants the reason to be very involved. So
once she reaches there to 12, if she just said that I got this easy, he could potentially wear her later, but then he can't.
Oh, I see what you're saying. You're saying that it's a way of protecting her. That's clever. That's very good. Okay, I like that. Yeah? Okay. Shkoyach. So, Rabba responds to this by saying, Rabba, Amar Lecha, and the Girsa here is really, really important. Atu hachi ki amrei yadina milo mehimane. In this case, if they were to say, we know, would they not be believed? Now, the way our Gemara reads, which is the way Tosis prefers to read, is Rabba is not saying that the aid, Echad, the Shaliach Echad who brings the get, can say, B'fanai Nechtav, and I know that the signatures are theirs. No. Because what is the verb in the singular or plural? Yadinan. What is Yadinan? Can someone break that down for me in Aramaic? This is why you intuitively you may know it, but this is why it's good to know Aramaic precisely. What is Yadinan? It's a feature. It's a feature found really only in Babli Aramaic that seeped back into some of the Kisvei Yad of the Mishnayos. What is Yadinan, Ephraim?
Contraction of Yadi Anan.
Yad-e Anan. Yod-e is like Yod-im. It's the masculine plural in the present tense of the Hovah. It's called a participle. So it's Yod-e Anan. Anan is Anachnu in Aramaic, and it's stuck on as a suffix. That form of sticking a suffix on a participle is really only Babylonian Aramaic. You will find it in the bad manuscripts of the Mishnah. You'll find forms like Mikublani, and Gozerani, which is Gozerani, Mikubalani, in the good Kisra, in the Eretz Yisrael Kisra Yad of the Mishnah, let me put it out, in the Eretz Yisrael Kisra Mishnah, you won't find this once. It will be Gozerani. It will be Mikubalani. because it's a Babylonian trait, but it's all over the Babli, so you got to pay attention to that. So Yad Inon is we, if they say we know, doesn't it work? So therefore people will confuse it with Kim Shara. So Rav is saying because Yad Inon works here in some context, therefore it could be michla, it could be confused with Kim Shara, therefore you have to say B'fana Nechtav. Now, what did Rav say works here by the get? So if you have the Gemara, we do, yeah? If two people come, that's what most Rishonim say. But look at Rashi for a second. Otu Hacha, the second to last Rashi, Ki Amar Yodea Ani Milo Meheman. Rashi seems to have a different girsa. He has the singular of the Gemara. So Rashi claims that by the Fanei Nechtam and Fanei Nechtam, that it's enough for the Yerecha to say, I know the signatures. He doesn't have to say, according to Rav, only according to Rav, obviously. He doesn't have to see their signatures, to see them sign. He just has to say, I recognize the signatures. And because that works, Rashi says, you have to say B'fanei Nechtam. Because if the Ed is saying, I know their recognize the signatures, and that were Kiyum Sharos, people would say, if people thought that Eirecha was a good for Kiyum Sharos, then they ask themselves, why is he telling us about how, that he sort of get written? So, but the other most of the Rishonim have the gears of the plural, and they say no, that it has to be only when two witnesses come and say, then they can say Yadinan, we know with the signatures, we recognize them. They don't have to say B'fanei Nechtam according to Rabbah. Okay, so now the Gemara says Ula Rabbah da Amar Lafish Ein Bekiyam Lishma Man Haytana Deboy Ksiva. Before I make one hour about it. A kind of a personal note, I don't know if I've ever said this in Shir before. Looking at the deeper Hamaskos of Rishonim is very, very important for this exact reason. In other words, sometimes you see the deeper Hamaskos as something to gloss over and get through because you can get through faster. Why do I need to reread the Gemara? It's important to pay attention to it. An example, not in this, but I'll call it an intro to Bible example, which as a teenager, I learned this Rashi and I had no clue what Rashi was talking about. It was only years later I came to understand. In Parshas Truma, in first parak, it's second aliyah, I think it's Chafbez, the Eis Kol Asherat Zaveh Oschol B'nei Yisrael. And Rashi writes on that pasuk, he writes, there's an extra vav. And he gives a couple of examples in Tanakh of extra vavs, where the vavs don't make any sense. Like Ve'eleh B'nei Tzivon, Ve'ayah Va'ana. Which should have been Ve'eleh B'nei Tzivon. The first one doesn't get a vav. And I had no idea what Rashi was talking about. What's he talking about? I didn't read the Dibur HaMaskel of Rashi. Had I read the Dibur HaMaskel of Rashi, I would have seen his Dibur HaMaskel has Ve'ez Kol HaShe'at Zavaz Chomen Ezra, which makes no sense. Ibn Ezra had that Vav in the Sefer Torah, so did Chizkuni. Rabbi Kiv Eger and Shabbos in Gatham Ham and Beis, where he collects all these examples where the Midrashim, where we show them, seems to have different kursos. So he just mentions this Rashi as an example of that. But when I was learning at that stage, firstly, I didn't have a box in my head when I was 15 that it's possible that there were different yourselves in Sefer Torah. And I didn't read the Dibur HaMaskel of Rashi, so I really was totally clueless. Had I bothered to go, even after seeing Rashi, I didn't go back and look, oh, that's weird, the Dibur HaMaskel is different than the Pasuk. So this is a case where you read the Gemara, and nobody has edited the Gemara towards Rashi. They've left it intact, or they edited it towards Tosos. But if you pay attention to the Dibur HaMaskel, sometimes you will see things that are different. 95 out of 100 times, those little differences you see are tam bereach. But this is a case where if you want to understand Rashi Shita, it starts with the fact that he has a different gears than the Gemara, and you only know that if you look at the Dibur HaMaskel. Okay, so now the Gemara continues. So the Rabbah, the Amar Lafisha, in Bekiyam Lishma, Man Haytana, the Boy Ksiva Lishma, Ubay Chasima Lishma. Right? V'fana Nechtav, Ufana Nechtav, why do you need both? E Rabbi Meir, Chasima Boy, Ksiva Loboy. Rabbi Meir does not require Ksiva Lishma. He only requires Chasima because he reads. V'chasava is on the signatures of the witnesses. Now, this next Mishnah the Gemara quotes is a subject Tosis points out. The Amoraim debate whether this Mishnah is really Rabbi Meir. But we're reading according to those Amoraim that read it as being Rabbi Meir. That's how we know Rabbi Meir does not require Ksiva Lishma. If you don't read it that way, as Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan don't later in the Masechta, then the real proof that Rabbi Meir holds you don't need Ksiva Lishma is from the bottom of the page, the source of Rav Nachman. But in the meantime, the Mishnah says that Tanan, in Kosin, b'mechubel l'karka, you're not allowed to write a get when it's attached to the ground because you can't have an interruption between whatever the chasav and the nasan is. So there can't be a hefsek in between. You can't require kitzisa. It's ksavo ala mechubel l'karka, tlasho chasam l'nasan l'kasha. If you write it on something attached to the ground, you write it on a leaf, a big fig leaf, and then you detach it from the ground and then you have it signed, And we're going to read Chasamo a sign. The other way of reading it, the way, if you read this Mishnah, is not being Rabbi Meir, but Rabbi Elazar, Chasamo means he finished it. Like Chasimas HaShas. You know, when the Masadri HaShas were Chosem Shas, you know what they didn't do? They didn't put their signature to say, we were here. Right? They didn't do that. We don't know who was Chosem the Shas. We call them Chasimas HaShas, it means they completed the Shas. But we're going to read Chasamo literally, they signed it, give it to Arz Kosher. So, and that has to be Rabbi Meir, it's clearly not Rabbi Elazar. Right? For Rabbi Elazar, if you write the get, the Mechubad Lakarka, and you only sign it afterwards, the Chasim is not even necessary, as we'll see, in which case, if the get's puzzle. So it must be Rabbi Meir, and you see Rabbi Meir doesn't require Ksiva L'Shma, because he doesn't require Ksiva B'Talish. E Rabbi Elazar, if this Mishnah, of our first Mishnah of our Masech, is going to be Rabbi Elazar, Ksiva Voy Chasim Elavoy. You should only require Ksiva L'Shma, you shouldn't require Chasim L'Shma. V'chi Teima La'olam Rabbi Elazar, he... You want to say that Rabbi Elazar requires chasima l'shma midrabanan. So that, of course, would assume that he requires chasima midrabanan. So the Gemara says that can't be. So there are three gittin which are psulim. It's a reference to a Mishnah, and Rabbi Elazar doesn't require chasima l'shma at all, even l'chatchila. The Tznan, certainly it doesn't possibly be ever, but even the Chatzidah, the Tznan. Gimel Gitim Sulim Mise Savlad Kosher. This is a Mishnah that we will obviously talk about a lot when we talk about, discuss in our parak, the issue of Siva and Chasim al-Lishma, which is a central topic in Gittin. So the Tanakama says, the three Gittin which are Psulim are, there are, Rabbi Elazar doesn't require chasima at all, certainly not l'shma. The Tznan, Gimel Gittim Psulim. The Mises Havlad Kosher. The three Gittim which are Psulim. This might be Rabbi Meir, and even though Rabbi Meir normally holds, Kol HaMishana Mimapeh Shepevo Bo Chachamim, the get is Psulim of Vlad Zemamzer. Here, the Mapeh of the Chachamim Tosa says, was that the get, that the Vlad would not be a Mamzer. That this is only, L'chatchila you can't use this get, but the Eved, the woman's Megureshes, at least so that the children are not Mamzerim. What are the three? Number one, kasa b'chsav yadov ein al eidim. You write a get in your own handwriting, and there are no eidim. Why is this good, according to Rabbi Meir, b'di'eved? But it's because, yeah? No, Rabbi Meir holds eidei chasima karti. The whole point, the reason Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Elazar get to their shitas, Rabbi Meir holds eidei chasima karti. The chasima has to be the shema. Rabbi Elazar holds eidei mesira karti. You don't even need eidei chasima, so you can't have eidei chasima required the shema. If, at least on the surface, if Eidei Chasima aren't necessary in the first place. So the answer is, because Ksav Yadav Shaladam is Kamei Eidim. If I write an IOU, I say, Jake, I owe you $100, I give you a piece of paper. I don't have to sign it even. If my handwriting can be verified, I owe you $100. There's no, you can't collect the Shaladam because for that you need Eidim. But that I owe you the money. So Kasam b'chsav yadov ein alav edim is kinei edim. Yesh alav edim ve'im bo zman. That's a tatkana d'rabanan completely, writing the date of the get in there. What date do you write in the get? Rashi has a brief comment here. This is why it's hard to learn the Masechta for the first time, if you haven't learned it already. It's complicated, because Rashi writes, ve'im bo zman, be'eze zman nichtad. It's like, yeah. What is the man were you thinking of? Well, the answer is you could have written, it's not this man of the Mesira, that you actually don't expect. It's this man of the Tzivar Habal. The Gemara later in the ninth parak, I think, the eighth parak, one of the later parak, the Gemara is going to say that when you write the Shtar, it doesn't matter where the husband gave you the Tzivar to write the get, or when he told you. You write where you ate them when they're given the Tzivar to write the get and sign it. They write where they're writing and the day they're writing, not the day of the Tzivar Habal. That's an explicit Gemara. So I assume that's what Rashi is telling you. Ein bo zman, be'ez zman nichtav, as opposed to be'ez zman tziva habal. When did the husband say, right from right, haram with us chladam, that's not the date you put in there. But if I'm correct, and that's what Rashi's intent is, there's no way to understand that Rashi without having learned the entire Masech already. That's the way it is. That's why you don't learn things just once. Because every time you learn it more and more, you start to, oh, that's what Rashi is driving at. And that's number two. And number three, why, by the way, do you require zman in a get? That's a discussion later in the second parak of why we're not going to talk about it now. Two reasons. Finally, yesh bo zman ve'ein bo el eid echad. Okay, let's say the get has zman. It doesn't really matter, that line. And there's only one eid in the get. Now, let me ask you a question. Why would one eid in the get be good according to Rabbi Meir? If Rabbi Meir holds eid chasima karte, then why if there's only one signature in the get, one aid, why is it that it's kosher b'di'evet, the vlad's not a manzer? So there are two possibilities. One possibility, which I think is not pshat in the Mishnah, is ein bo el eid echad, is ksav yado. He wrote it and there's one witness. And Tosus says, well, if you say, well, of course, if ksav yado had any witnesses, is good. So Tosus says you need both cases, according to Achika, because if you only told us without any aid, then you would have said, yeah, but one aid is good, l'chatchila, according to Amir. And if you told us only that one aid, the vlad is not a mamzer, you would have said, yeah, but no aid except for ksav yado, the vlad is a mamzer. So sort of giving you the extreme cases. But the other way of reading it is, no, it's not the Baal's handwriting. So why is it good, b'di'evet, that the vlad is not a mamzer? So the answer is, because it's ksav sofer v'aid. Pshat would be in this approach is that you have Sofer's handwriting and you have the aid below and both serve as witnesses. That topic is a very complicated one, also one to be dealt with at the end of the Masechta. This is a Chasav Sofer of aid, Chasam Sofer of aid. You might want to know where he got it, stole the title. The Chasam Sofer was Ramosha Sofer, but he chose Chasam Sofer, it's that Sukkah, Chasam Sofer of aid. And his son couldn't use that title anymore, so he wrote the Chasav Sofer. So then the Mishnah says, Rabbi Lazar Omer, Apal Pish ain't alav edim at all. Elisha son alav b'fnei edim. It's not the ksav yad of the Baal. It's a get written by the sofer. No edim, but he gives it in front of edim. Kosher. V'govim rechasim shuvadim. She'ino edim chosim al get elam etikun olam. And what the Rishonim point out here, Tosfos points out, that it's very weird. The Mishnah in the fourth or fifth parak, whether the Mishnah is ain't edim chosim al get elam etikun olam, it sounds like you have to have edim sign in it. Tosfos says it's not true. According to Rabbi Lazar, you're not mechuyet have edim chasima. There's no obligation even with the Rabbanon to do it. It's a good advice. It's Eitz HaTova. Eitz HaTova. Why is it Eitz HaTova? Because, this is, I'm not going to talk about it now, but the complications is that will be next week's Bekiyas. I'll touch upon it. Because if the Edom are not to be found, then you rely upon the witnesses who signed it. Now, this you should be aware, we'll discuss this a little more next week. It's a Tosus at the bottom of the long Tosus. On the bottom of Dalam and Al, one of the most important machlokos in the Rishonim in the Sechta. Rameir holds Eide Chasima Karti, Rabbi Lazar holds Eide Mesira Karti. What about, according to Rabbi Lazar, would Eide Chasima also be good enough? So this is a big machlokos of Rishonim. The Rif and Chachmei Sfarad say, Af Eide Mesira Karti. No, of course Eide Chasima are good, of course, for Rabbi Lazar. And if you have Eide Chasima, really you don't need Eide for the Mesira. The husband could just give his wife a get. Rabbi Meir holds Dafka Eide Chasima Karti. He doesn't really care so much about Eide Mesira. Rabbeinu Tam says no. Rabbeinu Tam says, according to Rabbi Lazar, Dafka Eide Mesira Karti, Eide Chasima don't. Arlomala velomorit. You should just be aware of pennies. Put that in your pocket. That's a machlokas that's relevant throughout the Masechta. Eide Mesira Karti Dafka or Af Eide Mesira Karti. So you realize there's a problem. According to Rabbi Lazar, what good does it do you having Eide Chasima? If the Eide Mesira have disappeared, or dead, have gone to the Sayam, what good is the fact that you have Eide Mesira, Eide Chasima Neget? Because Eide Chasima not Karti. The answer is, because even according to Rabbeinu Tam, if you have Eide Chasim in the get, we can make an umdana that probably the get was written behechsher, given, and so on. We just don't have Eide Mesira in front of us. But the Eide Mesira for Rabbi Lazar are necessary for the get to be chal, very much like, according to Rabbeinu Tam, very much like Eide Shtukim Adavar by Kiddushin. But Eide Shtukim Adavar by Kiddushin, I got married. I know who the subset of my Eide, I don't remember who my Eide Kiddushin was. I could probably figure out if I looked at my Eide Ksuba. I know my friends who were there and who they would have been pulled from. So let me ask you a question. I don't know who my Eide Kiddushin. Am I married? My wife probably doesn't remember either. My father-in-law was Masada, probably doesn't remember either. I bet you the Eidim, my friends who were Eidim, those ones would probably know. Am I married? I don't know. I can't bring them. The answer, of course I'm married. I did. Do I have a right on a marriage? It's a separate question, but I'm married for sure. So once you have the Eide Chasima, even if Eide Chasima do accomplish nothing for you, according to Rabbeinu Tam for Rabbi Lazar, nonetheless, if I don't have the Eide Mesira in front of us, but they claim they gave the get in front, she said, I received the get in front of Eide Mesira, here's the get, we see Eide Chasima, that's enough of a raya that she actually had a proper gerushin. But the proper gerushin wasn't through the Eide Chasima, it was through the Eide Mesira. Okay. So the Gemara says it can't be Rabbi Lazar. He doesn't require Eidim at all. The Ella Rabbi Meir here. We say it's Rabbi Meir. The Chilo boy Rabbi Meir Ksiva Lishma Midaraisa Midarabbanan boy. You say, you know, Rabbi Meir doesn't require the first Mishnah we saw. Ksav ala mechuba lekarka. Flasho chasam ala sanala. Is that lechatchila b'di'evet? What's the language of the Mishnah? It's a general principle. It's b'di'evet. Now I don't know that it's only good b'di'evet, but it's formulated b'di'evet. If you did it, it's kosher. It doesn't say chosno. You know, tolsho b'chosno b'nosein la. Tosfos later will point out, ultimately Rabbi Meir holds the chatchila, it's mutter. The reason why the Mishnah doesn't say Tolshol, the Choshma, the Menosein law is because this is not, you don't have to do a get this way. Right? And then you don't say Kosen Amuchuba Lakarka, Chosen the Tolshol, Menosein law. Right? You don't. That's not how we normally make it. We don't do it anyway because we don't pass over Meir. But the point is that you can't tell the Mishnah's language is formulated post facto. It might only be good b'di'evet. So the Gemara says maybe Rabbi Meir holds that Ksiva L'Shma is only good b'di'evet, not l'chatchila, or I say it's only required is required b'drabanan. So the Gemara says it can't be. For Omer of Nachman, Omer Hayi Rabbi Meir Afilu Mitzvah Ba'Ashma V'Chasam V'Nesana L'Kasher. Now Rabbi Nachman said that according to Rabbi Meir, when you find them in the garbage and you took it, it might not have been written his husband and wife. The sofa was practicing, and he wrote that Johnny Goldberg was giving a get to Chaya, you know. I got a good name. Miller. And they never asked the sofer to write it, but now Johnny Goldberg wants to divorce his wife, Chai Miller. And then, oh, come here, I found this in the garbage. I'll use this. Rabbi Nachman says, Rabbi Meir holds that even mitzvah v'ashv v'chasam v'nesana is kosher. So you can ask the very same question. How do you know that it's good l'chatchila? So Rashi writes that if it were not good l'chatchila, if it were really aser, Rashi and Tav Dalmaf writes, the rule in rabbinic literature is that Amoraim have to be spell out what they're thinking. Tanaim can be seal, can be enigmatic, but Amoraim have to spell out exactly so not mislead people. So the Gemara says it can't be Rabbi Meir Shita that made the Rabbanon he requires Ksiva L'Shma, because Rabbi Meir doesn't require at all even the Rabbanon, as evidenced by Rabbi Nachman. I'm sorry. So the Gemara says, "Ihachi et Omer Hayi Rabbi Meir, Bar Torah mi Bar Inai." If in fact Rav Nachman's formulation meant only mid Rabbanan, but the other, he should have said, "Bar Torah." If you find it in the garbage, you can use it. The fact that Rav Meir that he didn't say that, Rav Nachman is holding that according to Rabbi Meir, it's good even b'lachatchiva even without l'shema. Okay, I'm not going to press on here. I'll leave a few minutes for questions, even though we're in the middle of a thought, because it's going to take a while to do the next part. So I'll stop here. Any questions on this before we open for general questions? Okay.